Today's digest for August 21st, 2026. 10 stories today covering Anthropic's IPO ambitions, a reversal on enterprise data retention, a critical Citrix flaw, attacks on water utilities, an AI vendor breach, agent authorization at Amazon, and a new count of how much of the web machines are now writing. Here's the rundown. Anthropic is preparing an initial public offering that could match or beat the largest first-time share sale on record. The Claude developer expects to raise a sum comparable to SpaceX's $75 billion listing from June, which climbed to $86.2 billion once the over-allotment option was exercised. A public filing could land as soon as the end of this month, with Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and JP Morgan Chase underwriting. The numbers underneath are enormous in both directions: $11.5 billion in second quarter revenue against roughly $42 billion in net losses last year, and internal forecasts pointing at a valuation approaching $2 trillion. Founders are also reportedly weighing super voting shares, which would keep control concentrated even after a raise of that size. Anthropic is also changing how it handles enterprise data. In June, the company said it would retain all customer data for its frontier models, Mythos and Fable, for 30 days to help identify and counter new kinds of cyber attacks that use AI customers in regulated industries who had been promised zero retention, pushed back hard. The revised approach keeps the 30-day window but lets companies hold that data in their own cloud environment rather than Anthropic's. The company says the design came out of months of work with more than 100 customers, including Salesforce. Rival OpenAI is taking a different route, testing a system it calls private safety processing that looks for misuse patterns without reading the underlying customer data, with a wider rollout planned for September. Citrix has patched a critical authentication bypass in Netscaler ADC and Netscaler Gateway, and it is telling customers to treat the upgrade as an emergency. The flaw carries a severity score of 9.3 out of 10 and lets an attacker get around login checks through an alternate path under specific configurations. It affects the 14.1 branch before build 73.32 and the 13.1 branch before 63.21, including the federally certified builds. Exposure depends on whether the appliance is running as a gateway or an authentication virtual server and on how single sign-on is configured. Rapid7 says it had seen no exploitation as of August 19th, but notes that Citrix Edge devices have a long history of being attacked within days of a patch. A second, less severe memory overflow bug was fixed in the same release. United States cyber agencies are warning that attackers are using AI to help find and target vulnerable industrial controllers at water and wastewater plants. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the FBI, and the NSA issued the joint alert on Wednesday describing intrusions at facilities in at least five states, including Minnesota, Michigan, Arkansas, Georgia, and New Jersey. The devices in question are Siemens S7 programmable logic controllers running outdated software, and the AI angle is essentially reconnaissance and code generation from information that was already public. Responders quoted in the reporting were careful to note that these controllers were already badly exposed. The standing advice has not changed. Keep them off the public internet. Rural utilities with thin IT staffing are the hardest hit. Alation, an enterprise data catalog vendor that says it serves more than 500 companies globally and roughly half of the Fortune 1000, has confirmed that a recent disruption was a cyber attack. The company first told customers on Tuesday that it was seeing degraded availability, which it resolved within about an hour, then confirmed on Thursday that the underlying cause was unauthorized access to one of its systems. What is notable here is how little has been said. Alation has not disclosed whether any data was taken, how many customers were affected, whether it has notified them, or what defensive steps anyone should take. It says an investigation is underway and that it will share more when appropriate for a company whose entire product is a map of where enterprise data lives. That silence is the story. Amazon Web Services has published its approach to keeping AI agents inside a user's permissions, and the framing is worth noting. The core principle is that the agent acts as an orchestrator, not a gatekeeper. Rather than handing an agent broad credentials and trusting it to filter results correctly, authorization context travels with the request and gets enforced by the downstream services. A user signs in through an identity provider, the Bedrock Agent Core runtime validates that token before the agent ever sees the request, and the permissions ride along into DynamoDB, knowledge bases, and connected systems like Salesforce. The point is that this holds regardless of what the agent asks for, which is the only durable answer to prompt injection. If the model is manipulated, it still cannot reach data the user could not reach. Security researchers attending Black Hat and DEF CON this month were targeted by someone impersonating an employee of a well-known cryptocurrency news site. The approach came through direct messages and public replies on X, built around an invitation to a conference that did not exist. Huntress documented the campaign after one of its own researchers was contacted and decided to play along to see where it led. The lure leaned on legitimate services, including Google Docs, to look credible, and that is the part defenders should sit with. The trust signal was the platform, not the sender. Huntress published its findings on August 20th. The person behind the account did not respond to press inquiries, and Google had not commented at the time of publication. Researchers stay a high-value target precisely because of what sits on their machines. Pew Research Center has put a number on how much of the web is now written by machines. Analyzing roughly 500,000 English language pages from the Common Crawl archive, researchers found that among pages published after ChatGPT's launch, about 35% showed significant signs of AI authorship. In a random sample of 10,000 pages from July, the figure was about 10% overall. The split by domain is stark. .com sites showed AI authorship at roughly 10 times the rate of .edu or .gov sites, which each came in near 1%, while .org landed at 4.6%. Pew is candid that detection tools misclassify individual pages, but argues the picture is directionally right at scale. The tells they measured include M dashes, Oxford commas, and a handful of recurring phrasings. Researchers at MISC say Apple's private relay is leaking the IP addresses it exists to hide. The reported leaks come through several paths, including DNS, prefetching, the web transport protocol, and the passkey system, and they remain unpatched weeks after disclosure. It is worth remembering that even working correctly, Private Relay only ever covered Safari traffic, not everything leaving the device. Apple did patch a separate Hide My Email issue within a week of press coverage, which tells you something about what moves the needle. The same roundup flags 737 counterfeit VPN extensions found on the Chrome Web Store impersonating major providers, with roughly 500 still live at publication, and a French court striking down an under 15 social media ban as disproportionate. Finally, a small piece of tooling news with real implications. Bun 1.4 shipped a built-in web view, which lets you drive a browser from Bun directly using WebKit on macOS or Chromium over the Chrome DevTools protocol. Simon Willison built a prototype on top of it, a zero-dependency service and about 150 lines of TypeScript exposing endpoints for running JavaScript against a page, taking a screenshot and a health check, with one browser tab per request. No puppeteer, no playwright. He measured it needing roughly 192 to 256 megabytes per container for complex pages. The wider release is a Rust rewrite that Bun says cuts idle CPU use fivefold, trims memory by up to 35%, and closes more than 2,900 issues. That's the digest for August 21, 2026. 10 stories, from a possible record IPO to a critical Citrix patch, and a hard look at how much of the web machines are now writing. Patch your edge devices and keep your agents on a short leash. Back tomorrow.